Let's talk about study. Where do you study?
I study at Tsinghua University. It's in Beijing, very big, and every student needs a bike to survive there. It's just too far from the dormitory to the classroom.
Is it a good place to study?
Yes, it's the best for me, and not only for study.But also a good place to enjoy our life. The food there is definitely good. I think it's palatable. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Would you like the place where you study to make any changes?
Actually, I don't have much to complain about, but I do think there can be more shuttle buses inside the school. I mean, it's just easier for the students to commute.
Let's talk about work. Where do you work?
I work at ByteDance. It's in Beijing, a prestigious internet company, and is developing very fast in recent years, even at a rapid speed.
Is it a good place to work?
Yes, it's the best for me, and not only for work, but also a good place to enjoy our life. The food there is...Definitely good. I think it's palatable. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Would you like the place where you work to make any changes?
Actually, I don't have much to complain about, but I do think there can be more shuttle buses. I mean, it's just easier for the students to commute.
Let's talk about where do you live?How long have you lived in your area?
Actually, I've been living the same area like forever. It just documents every detail of my childhood, all my joy and sorrow. It's like a pic for me.
Do people of all ages live in your area?
Yes, it's pretty much the situation. And some people, including my grandparents...actually live in this area all the time. I mean, from their childhood to their 60s.
Is the area where you live a friendly place?
Yes, I do think it's very friendly. Otherwise, people would have moved, right? People here know each other, care about each other, and sympathize with each other.
Let's talk about staying up late.Do you sometimes go to bed very late?
I'm afraid I have to say so. Actually, I have been trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle, going to bed early and getting up on time, but I kept failing. I guess it's human nature to be lazy.
Did you stay up late when you were a child?
No, I always went to bed around 9 o'clock. Actually, I wanted to stay up late.But my mother would force me to get my rest. Unfortunately, in the fights between us, I never got to win.
What do you like to do when you stay up late?
I would like to do some reading or watch some movies. But recently, I stay up late mainly for my IELTS studying. It was not fun, but I hope it would be rewarding.
After a late night, how do you feel the next morning?
Wow, it's like a nightmare. It's like having the worst hangover. I know it's not good, but I just keep doing that. Especially when the nights come, I will be very excited and ready to stay up late.
Let's talk about small business. Are there many small business where you live?
I guess there might be some, but I'm not an expert, so I'm not sure. I think big companies really dominate our life, so we don't pay much attention to small businesses.
Do you prefer to buy things from a small business or a large company?
Definitely a large company. There are a variety of benefits to doing so, and off the top of my head, I think people choose large companies because they provide more options.
Have you ever worked for a small business?
No, I haven't. But some of my friends have, and they say it has some benefits as well. For example, the working hours can be flexible, and the leader can be easygoing.
Would you like to start your own small business one day?
Wow, it sounds cool to be your own boss. However, to want it is one thing, but to be able to do that is totally another. You should have comprehensive abilities, which I highly doubt I have.
Let's talk about jewelry. How often do you wear jewelry?
I hardly ever wear any jewelry. I think good jewelry needs to fit the quality of the person. But till now, I'm still kind of confused about my qualities. Extroverted, introverted, for example, I'm not sure.
What type of jewelry do you like to buy?
I do buy some jewelry as gifts for my friends, but I would not buy expensive jewelry since I don't have that much money. Second, I will try to match the jewelry with the quality of my friend. Shiny diamond jewelry for fashionable female friends, for example.
Have you ever bought jewelry for someone else?
Yes. As I said, I do buy jewelry for my friends, but not everyone is happy to receive such a gift. Some of my best friends even say that they would rather have the cash, not the jewelry.
Why do you think some people keep a piece of jewelry for a long time?
To begin with, I guess it's because it's expensive. People don't want to throw it away.And I guess it has something to do with the advertisement. I mean, the ads promote jewelry all the time as something that has everlasting value, and people can be therefore brainwashed.
Let's talk about the space and the stars. Have you ever learned anything about space and the stars when you were at school?
Not at school, but this kind of topic has always been appealing to me.I watched tons of Discovery videos about outer space and stars. They were all very intriguing.
Would you like to find out more about space and the stars?
Yes, definitely. Actually, I bought a telescope myself and use it a lot. It's not that advanced, but to gaze into the universe is always healing and relaxing.
Do you enjoy watching science fiction movies set in space?
Yes, they have always been my love. Actually, I have watched the film Passengers million times. It's about outer space and stars, and it also discusses a lot of profound moral questions about love.
Do you want to go into outer space in the future?
Yes, that's my fantasy. I guess it'sEveryone's fantasy. Go into outer space, explore the unknown, and confront the infinite. It's awesome. I would give up the world for that.
Let's talk about chocolate. How often do you eat chocolate?
Not very often. Actually, I'm not a big fan of candies. But I do eat chocolate sometimes, but just dark chocolate. People say it's beneficial for our health.
Did you like chocolate when you were a child?
Yes, but I just like dark chocolate flavor. Not creamy, not sweet, but give me a feeling of pure chocolate. And I didn't need to worry about obesity, because it has no fat in it.
Do you think it is good to use chocolate as gifts?
Yes, definitely. Actually, I think it's the safest gift.You can't make any mistake when you choose chocolate as gifts. It's tasty, good for health, and it can be very classy as well.
Why do you think chocolate is so popular in many parts of the world?
As I said, people may think it's the safest gift, and I guess it has something to do with the advertisement. I mean, the ads promote chocolate all the time, and people can be therefore brainwashed. Let's talk about music. What kind of music do you enjoy?
I like quiet music, especially some piano pieces or violin pieces. They really provide respite for me. I mean, from the hustle and bustle of daily life.
Is there any kind of music that you don't enjoy very much?
Yes, actually, the type I like is quite fixed. I like quiet music, so loud and noisy music never attracts my attention. Some people say loud music can be good for letting off our steam, but I'm just not on board.
Are there any musicians you would like to see in a live concert?
Interestingly, no. To begin with, I do like quiet music, but I don't know any specific composers or musicians. Secondly, a live concert can be very noisy. It will drive me crazy.
Have you always listened to the same kind of music as your friends?
No, our interests are quite diverse. Some of them like to listen to pop music, and others are big fans of heavy metal music, and some of my friends are really into religion music, which I admire.
Let's talk about weekends. Is a weekend your favorite part of the week?
Yes, and I guess nobody's repelled by weekends, right? But only one thing. I like the weekends when I don't need to study or work, when I can really relax.
What did you do last weekend?
Last weekend, I was totally occupied with my IELTS studying. Those 2 days were really a nightmare. I really freaked out. There were so many things to do, and I was running out of time.
Do you prefer to plan how to spend your weekends?
Yes, sure. I like to make a lot of plans, and all of them are about how to entertain myself. But most plans fail to come about. I was always distracted by all the emergencies.
Do you ever work or study at the weekends?
Yes, as I said, despite all the plans I made for the entertainment during the weekends, most of them fail to come about. And in the last year, I had to work most weekends.
Let's talk about t-shirts. How often do you wear t-shirts?
Very often, because I found them really cozy, and how they feel against my skin is amazing. Really soft. Plus, there are various appearances for me to choose from. They are wonderful options.
Do you like t-shirts which have pictures on them?
Yes, I prefer t-shirts with pictures. They're cute and easy to understand. In contrast, some t-shirts have all the words on them. The words can be really ridiculous and sometimes even make no sense, and it makes me look stupid.
How fashionable are t-shirts for older people in your country?
It's probably fashionable, but I'm not sure. I don't really think t-shirts represent fashion. I mean, elderly people can make use of a lot of accessories to make themselves look good. T-shirts are not the only option.
Have you ever bought a t-shirt as a souvenir from a holiday?
Yes, and I am regretful. I went to Harvard 3 years ago. And out of impulse, I bought a t-shirt there with a big Harvard University on it. And every time I wear it, people ask me whether I graduated there. It's super embarrassing.
Let's talk about keys. Do you usually carry a lot of keys with you?
No, I try not to do that, because a lot of keys can be very heavy. And I don't want to put them in the bags of my pants or coats. It just slows down my move.
Do you often forget to take keys with you when you go out?
Yes, I do it all the time.
I forget to put them in my bag, and I used to put them on the table next to the door, but I just kept ignoring them. I don't know why, and I really hate myself for that.
Have you ever lost your keys?
Yes, I used to lose my keys a lot, and my mother scolded me for that and gave me a lot of lectures. That's also why I don't want to take the keys with me. It's so inconvenient.
Do you think it's a good idea to leave a key to your home with a neighbor?
I think it depends. Depends on how well you know each other. But even if you know each other well, I don't think it's a good idea to ask your neighbor for the keys all the time. It's really troublesome.
Let's talk about being happy.
What things made you happy when you were a child?
Food made me happy when I was little. I was such a foodie and always craved all kinds of snacks, candies, and so on. Food was like the panacea to all my problems and sorrows.
Do you feel happy when you buy something new?
Yes, but the happiness won't last long. It's fleeting. And later on, I will feel sad about all the money I have spent. I do squander my money sometimes. It's not good.
What makes you feel happiest at work or in your studies now?
Well, I guess I will be extremely happy if all my efforts in my IELTS studying pay off. I don't need an extremely high score, but I do hope it can be decent.
What do you think will bring you happiness in the future?
Actually, I'm not sure. All these years, my threshold for happiness has been higher and higher. All the previously good things failed to make me happy. So I guess only a big surprise or success can make me happy.
Let's talk about library. How often do you visit a library?
Very often. Otherwise, I will find it hard to concentrate on my work. Outside the library, there are so many appealing distractions, so I need to ground myself in the library if I want to study.
Would you ever like to work in a library?
Yes, actually, it used to be the dream job. You will be in the ocean of knowledge. It feels terrific. And every time a new book comes in, you will be the first one to read it. It's awesome.
Did you use a library more when you were younger?
Yes, my father used to take me to the local library. He would do some of his reading and I would do mine. It felt good to immerse yourself in the world of words.
How common is it for children to visit libraries in your country?
Actually, you got me. I can only speak for my times. When I was a child, kids barely went to a library, and I was an exception. But I don't know the current situation. Perhaps kids began to like the libraries. I'm not sure.
Let's talk about art. Do you prefer modern or traditional art?
I prefer traditional art, especially the realistic one. Actually, sometimes I find modern art very difficult to understand. It's even, elusive.
Did you do much art when you were a child?
Yes, my mother used to take me to all kinds of art training classes, painting, Chinese calligraphy, to name a few. The training was boring and intense, but I am glad I did all of this.
Do you think you would like to be an artist?
No, I don't think so. Despite all the training I received, I never would like to be an artist. People say artists need to be alone so they can have all the inspiration, but I hate to be isolated.
Would you go to an art gallery if you had some free time?
In the past, maybe, but nowadays perhaps not. I would rather go to see a movie. It's just simpler, without having to
grasp the profound meaning of all the masterpieces.
Let's talk about sports. How much sport did you do when you were at school?
At least twice a week, I think, and every time at least 40 minutes. Besides that, I used to swim at weekends, and the time added up to 2 hours, approximately.
What was your favorite sport while you were at school?
Definitely swimming. To begin with, I just loved the feeling of water against my skin. Also, swimming is a perfect exercise because you need to command all the parts of your body, so you get comprehensive development.
Do you think it's important for children to do sports at school?
Yes, it's very important. It's paramount. Enough exercise is good for students' physical development, and doing sports can also help to let off the steam, which is good for further study.
Were any of your school friends very good at sports?
Actually, no. All my school friends preferred studying to doing sports. They would rather immerse themselves in the ocean of knowledge. So, basically, I did all the sports myself.